Hello and welcome to the newest edition of the newest version of Road Thoughts. The rantings and ravings of this particular individual as he drives home from work. I'm your host, Twitchy Mac. You can find me on Twitter at Twitchy Mac. This is the newest edition here. I am still working out all of the bugs and I'm still cleaning out the old stuff, but this podcast is kind of my way of working through things and thinking about things that I don't have a clear enough thought process of to share with the people in my life. So it's not like I can turn it off. I can't stop doing this. It would be problematic, to say the least. I could stop doing it, but then I would just be yelling at the walls. So anyways, I was having a thought that I needed to work my way through. And that thought was that we have a bunch of rituals around relationships. And those rituals are not... that those rituals are designed for typical people. And I'm not just speaking about neurotypical, although that is part of it, and that's part of it that I recognized, and what actually got me started in on this whole idea, because the rituals don't work for me, because I'm not neurotypical. But the more I thought about it, the more I came to understand it, and really get my teeth into it, that they're not just about neurotypical and neurodivergent. They're about people with a variety of different differences. Everybody from, you know, physical disabilities and physical inabilities to social and even economic difficulties. You know, these social rituals that we go through, the relationship rituals that we go through, are designed for typical heterosexual couples in which the woman carries most of the emotional labor. And that's like 6 different types of not cool. Okay, like, I noticed that these rituals don't work because as a neurodivergent person, I don't do them right. Okay, I don't act as expected, and that causes issues. It causes issues with my significant other. It causes issues with other people misinterpreting our relationship and our relationship status. It results in confusion and hurt feelings all around. And that's not okay. But these are relationship rituals that we all have in our lives. And I'm talking about things like what I was talking about in one of my previous podcasts, where I was discussing how I don't post things online about my wife because I'm not comfortable sharing online like that. Because I don't do those outward displays of emotion. But I have in the past, because I was using it to mask my feelings. I mean, it wasn't even masking my feelings, really, at the time. I was just doing it to try and pretend to be who my partner needed. And so I shared those feelings online in that social media type of blast because that's what was expected of me. And because I don't do that now, people interpret our relationship as weaker. But in fact, it's stronger. because I'm with somebody who actually lets me be me. And that is, I mean, I'm sorry, but if you've been in a relationship where you had to pretend the whole time, and then you're in a relationship where you don't have to pretend, like, ever, there's a massive and dramatic difference, and it's so much nicer, so much better. It's so much more of a relationship. And that's kind of the thing, like, that's what I'm getting at. The ritual of this social media blast of my love is so great and everything is so wonderful, that is designed around a very typical type of brain. And it works. For them, it works. But when someone who isn't in your mind looks at that, they see you doing it, and if they see you not doing it for somebody else, they think, ah, okay, they're not saying this, so they must not be feeling it. And it's a problem. I don't have the solution. Okay, I don't. This is a very wild one, but I don't have a solution. What I do have is a suggestion. And the suggestion is communication. Communicate with your partners, with your friends, with your coworkers, with whoever you're having the relationship with. Because these relationship rituals that are out there are designed to work for people. And those people may not be you. That's okay. You don't have to work within the environment that they work within. You don't have to have everything go the way that it goes with them. But if you want to have a relationship that functions, the key to a functional relationship, the only key to a functional relationship, is communication. Because at the end of the day, if my wife wants me to post those things, I'll post them. I got no problems with that. Because I will do what she needs me to do. But she knows who I am. She knows that it doesn't make a difference to me. She knows that she is all the everything of my world. And that, you know, the fact that she is, the fact that she sees me for who I am means way more to me than what anyone else sees. And if she wants other people to see us in that way, I got no problems with it. I have absolutely no problems with putting that out there. But if she doesn't want me to, and, you know, we've had this discussion, she doesn't. She doesn't want me to make those kind of overtures because I suck at them. And so when I do it, then, well, I always end up hurting someone's feelings. You know, inadvertently saying something, or, you know, mixing up my words, or miscommunicating something, or not thinking about something, and somebody gets hurt. And my real value here is that, you know, I am in love with her. She is in love with me. And I don't have to tell everybody that for that to be true. So if we're good with it, then we don't. If she wants me to, I do. I don't care about the ritual itself. I care about the result. And the result is a functional relationship. And we use these rituals to... We use these rituals to compensate for an inability to communicate. We use these rituals in order to shore up relationships and ensure communication, even when we don't want to communicate directly. They are indirect communication rituals, and if you communicate directly, you don't need them. If you communicate directly, they're nice, but they're unneeded. They're unnecessary. And so if they're problematic, they don't need to be part of the relationship. And I think that's my takeaway here. That's my takeaway. My God. See, this is why I do these podcasts, because I end up thinking about things and coming up with real answers for myself. And I really hope that anyone out there who's listening, if there is anybody out there that's listening, I really hope that you get as much out of these as I do, because holy hell, this is really helpful to me. So, I mean, like, okay, so here's my takeaway. My takeaway is simple. Communicate with your partner. The rituals of relationships, partners, if you have partners, partners. If you have a single partner, partner. I don't care. Whatever the relationship is, communicate. Because these rituals that we do, these everyday things that we do every time we do anything with our partner, we do them in order to communicate indirectly, which is fine. But if you communicate directly, you don't really need to do them. You don't need to worry about them. And you should still do them, but it becomes a lot less of a thing if you don't. It becomes a lot less of an issue if you don't. You aren't forced into a role that you don't feel comfortable with if you communicate. And that's it. That's all. That's all you got to do is communicate. Just talk and listen. And I think my next podcast is going to have to be on how to communicate, because so many people have trouble with that and struggle with that. And yeah, that'll be the next one we do. How to communicate properly as a neurodivergent.